Week 2, Saturday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Hear the herald voice resounding, Christ is near, it seems to say. Cast away the dreams of darkness, welcome Christ, the light of day. Wakened by this solemn warning, let the earthbound soul arise. Christ, her Son, all sloth dispelling, shines upon the morning skies. So when next he comes with glory, shrouding all the earth in fear, may he then, as our defender, on the clouds of heaven appear. Lord, we proclaim your love in the morning, and your truth in the watches of the night. Psalm 91. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning, and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp. Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the works of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works, how deep are your designs. The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish, all doers of evil are scattered. To me you give the wild ox's strength, you anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes look in triumph on my foes, my ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like a palm tree, and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, we proclaim your love in the morning, and your truth in the watches of the night. Proclaim the greatness of our God. A canticle from Deuteronomy chapter 32. Listen, O heavens, and I will speak. Let the earth hear the words of my lips. May my teaching fall like the rain, my speech descend like the dew, like raindrops on the young green, like showers falling on the grass. For I shall praise the name of the Lord. O give glory to this God of ours. The rock, his deeds are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God without deceit, a God who is right and just. Those whom he begot unblemished have become crooked, false, perverse. Is it thus you repay the Lord, O senseless and foolish people? Is he not your Father who created you, he who made you, on whom you depend? Remember the days of old, consider the years that are past. Ask your Father and he will show you, ask your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High gave the nations their heritage and disposed men according to his plan, in fixing the boundaries of the nations, he thought first of Israel's sons, for Israel was the Lord's possession, Jacob the one he had chosen. God found him in the wilderness, in fearful, desolate wastes. He surrounded him, he lifted him up, he kept him as the apple of his eye. Like the eagle that watches its nest, that hovers over its young, so he spread his wings, he took him, placed him on his outstretched wings. The Lord alone was his guide, and no other God was with him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Proclaim the greatness of our God. How great is your name, Lord, through all the earth. Psalm 8. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth! Your majesty is praised above the heavens, on the lips of children and of babes. You have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little less than a god. With glory and honour you crowned him, gave him power over the work of your hands, put all things under his feet. All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth! Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. How great is your name, Lord, through all the earth! A reading from Isaiah chapter 11. A shoot shall grow from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall spring from his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and power, a spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Responsory: The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem, like the sun he will rise over you. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem, like the sun he will rise over you. His glory will appear in your midst. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem, like the sun he will rise over you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem, like the sun he will rise over you. The Lord will raise a signal for the nations, and he will gather together the scattered children of Israel. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will raise a signal for the nations, and he will gather together the scattered children of Israel. Intercessions. Let us pray to Christ, whom the Scriptures foretold, and whose coming we await in this holy season. Come, Jesus, our Saviour. Isaiah foretold that the Spirit of the Lord would rest upon you. Come to us, bringing wisdom and understanding. Come, Jesus, our Saviour. The Spirit of counsel and the Spirit of power is given to you. Move the hearts of all who govern or rule. Come, Jesus, our Saviour. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Teach us to know the Father as he is. Come, Jesus, our Saviour. As now we live with you in faith and hope, prepare us to see the Father face to face. Come, Jesus, our Saviour. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God, let the splendour of your glory dawn in our hearts. May the coming of your only Son dispel all darkness and reveal that we are children of light. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.